This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 4/11/22. The name of the patient is Celia, C-E-L-I-A, Nigito, N-I-G-I-T-O. This is a treble exercise stress test, file EST, space, Nigito, space, C. This is CardioCare Associates letterhead. Treble exercise stress test, date of examination, 4/11/22. Referring physician, Subhastra Karunanasi, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical education. 47-year-old female with complaint of dyspnea. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 105 over 70. Initially, 110 over 70 withstanding, baseline heart rate, 74 beats per minute. New paragraph. The patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 12 minutes to the completion of stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 156, parentheses, 90% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 130 over 70. With a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20280. Period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort. During stress of the recovery period, and she did not experience significant dyspnea with stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of at least 13 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline and level of conditioning. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 102 over 70 and a heart rate of 99 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, treble exercise stress test to 90% maximum projected heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of at least 13 mets. 4. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline and very good level of conditioning. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.